Blog Talk Radio.
Marika, do you trust yourself? Every one of us. Do you trust yourself? Do you believe in yourself? And tell me why you are propping up Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They are not like you. They are not as trustworthy, and they don't care as much as you and I care. That is why I'm on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's getting a little bit late, but if we continue in this direction, nobody will be able to put Humpty Dumpty together again. Hello, America. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, team. I am Curtis Clinton. This is my podcast titled Get an A-plus in Country, a Fine President with 120 million write-in ballots, Curtis Clinton. And I say that because if elections are split, 51-49, half of us are disappointed. And that means half of our country is going into a new presidential administration a little down, disappointed, dejected. But if everybody puts in the write-in ballot for me, we're all on the same page, and we're hopeful. And you trust yourselves, but you can't trust what is coming out of the mouth of Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. I'll talk about that more. It is now 5:31 here in Northern Virginia. This Saturday, the 3rd of September, 2016, broadcasting live from our kitchen. Looking outside, awaiting the wildlife, so as to help them, since much of the understudy, understory of a forest is disappearing. And wildlife does not have, that's a combination singular wildlife. They do not have all the food and safety and shelter and reserve that you would expect them to have prior to. In fact, I see a lot of construction, and the construction is overwrought with so much vacancy in business skyscrapers. Why do we need to build more business retail space? Are we going to convert those business skyscrapers back to forests or reserves or botanical gardens? Just want you to think that before you encourage continual building, think of all the land that will be disappearing. Think of all the trees that will be disappearing. And if you see modern developers, they don't leave 30 feet of tree line. They're leaving about 15 feet or less of tree line that is now going to be exposed to the elements, wind, rain, snow. The buffer of a forest is no longer there. The buffer that is 50 to 100 feet of woods is no longer there. If you don't start doing something about it, if you don't start saying something about it now, you won't have those trees. You won't have that tree line. You won't have that screening. A lot has to be talked about. And the candidates are not even whispering about this and bees. And the fate of our produce without bees. And bees are shipped all over the country. We do one task after another. Does anybody realize that the bees are tired? In fact, you are trying to get a beehive, a bee colony going. You buy the tired bees coming up from Florida and Carolina. And they're not the strongest bees to start a colony in September to make it through the winter. You have to give them plenty of sugar reserves for them to make it through and build a suitable hive within your hive. Donald Trump hasn't mentioned this. Hillary Clinton hasn't mentioned this. Who mentions this? Today, Donald Trump is visiting a black church. Since when has he been speaking to the black community? 9 years ago? I didn't hear him say or utter a word. Hillary Clinton? Well, she was busy doing something else. She didn't have a focus on the black community. But today, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton do. You know, it's a mirage. It's camouflage. Trust yourself. And if you think you can trust Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, then you're really not trustworthy. You're giving away our country to two individuals, to one of two individuals who don't deserve it. The other day I heard how Hillary Clinton read the marking of C on her messages as alphabetical, like there's A, B, and C. But unfortunately, many of the documents had C's on it, so where was the rest of the alphabet? And the C stood for classified. And as a first lady, as a senator, and as a secretary of state, she didn't know this. You mean for 2 years she did not know this? For 4 or 8 years before, she did not know this as a senator? And it was pointed out that she had several devices, and yet she only said she had one. And of course she lied about what Colin Powell told her, because Colin Powell didn't say a word. And rather than answer the question, did Colin Powell talk to you about this? She'd say, look, you know, I don't want to talk about such a distinguishing. Answer the question, did you lie? Yes, you did. She can't even utter, yes, she did lie. Do you trust her? Unless you trust her to lie again and again and again. And unless you trust Donald Trump to weasel out of statements or to make statements that he cannot weasel out of. Disparaging remarks. Megan Fox, that Times reporter, where he mimicked someone that has a number of disabilities, that he made fun of him. Is this the trust that's within you? If it is, I feel sorry for you. I don't mean to gate. Because if I look ahead at Inauguration Day, and if I get into the White House, I got a lot of work to do. More work than you. Overtime without pay. Because our country is so back with in immigration. We don't follow the laws. IRS, our tax code is bulimic. The Department of Education is a waste, a drain of $75 million to $75 billion. Spends $150 million on public relations. I thought the EPA was the Environmental Protection Agency. What do they have to do with marketing? Do you get these postcards in the mail to our neighbor or addressed to you, but instead of your name, to the resident of your address or to our valued customer? That's unwanted mail. The post office made a mistake a long time ago. You know, when a company doesn't provide service, another company comes along. How did Starbucks come along? Well, Nedix wasn't around anymore. Chock Full of Nuts wasn't around anymore. There was a vacuum for coffee. And here Starbucks came along and made coffee a national drink. And now people are fixated on going to Starbucks. Look at the stock performance on Wall Street. How a company came from where to where? So if a company doesn't do something, another company or another person may come along offering that. So what happens? Well, FedEx came along, and they looked at mailing and posting and said, you know, we don't want to go door to door. We'd much rather go block to block. It will be quicker, and we can cover more people, and we can charge more money, and we can make more money by underpaying. FedEx is making money, and the USPS is not. And the USPS signed contracts that they can't swallow right now. It's not unfair to have a good contract. It's not unfair to be paid properly. But when the returns on investment of a contract do not pan out, the company goes bankrupt, lays off people, and the gains that were made with a contract and a better salary for how many people? It's lost forever. Walmart says that they're going to transpose 9,000 office workers and put them out on the floor so they can have contact with people. How many of those 8,000 to 9,000, if I don't have the right number, how many of those 8,000 to 9,000 will ultimately leave Walmart or be released from Walmart? Why is it that Walmart had 8,000 or 9,000 superfluous backdoor, backroom workers? Did they not know how to manage their own company? The president has to speak to these things. Hillary Clinton is way out of her league, and Donald Trump only knows Donald Trump's property. Is he an investor like Buffett? Does he remark like Jim Cramer of Mad Money? What can Donald Trump do to Wall Street that needs to get done? What can he do with the Federal Reserve? What will he do with the IRC code, Internal Revenue Code? What will he do with the EPA? Some of us are complaining about big government. And they should, when big government doesn't do a good enough job or any job. The Department of Education, what do they do for the money they get? What do they accomplish? Our literacy rate in our country has fallen. You know, it should be recognized by you that as you get older, you forget some of your elementary school and high school and college studies, unless you work specifically in your degree with your BS, MA, MS, MBA, whatever degree you have. Unless you work in that degree, you don't remember history, geography, mathematics, calculus, inorganic, organic chemistry, and why. We have to make education meaningful. And I was thinking about that. And I said, you know, I'm watching great engineering jobs, like the Chinese dam or the bridge that Eiffel made over Dora, the river Dora, or Indora. And what about Francis, an Englishman from Great Britain, who came up with a turbine to establish hydroelectric energy? What about Tesla? Came up with a stronger, gotta think what it's called now. I can't think of it. It's stuck on my head. Transformer. A stronger transformer by inducing electricity into a column of three or four coils of, let's say, copper, and then nearby have another column of 15 to 20 or 30 coils so that the electricity is induced and now it is flowing through 20 or 30 coils and now it has been enhanced. And what about arches? Geometry. What is geometry? Do we use geometry? Architects use geometry. Do we use geometry when we back into a spot? Do we use geometry when we're trying to pass a car, a truck, a bus? Do you use geometry when you pitch or hit the ball? Do you consider physics when you hit or throw a ball or shoot a basketball or fire a puck at a goalie, at the goal, at the net? This is what we should be learning in addition to language. We should all have a second language, one that we could feel adept in. Not inept, but adept. Our country speaks English, but yet we have such a very large Spanish community, and we have a large Asian community, and we're now having Russian immigrants. And Russian is being spoken in several pockets throughout cities. Look at Brooklyn, look at New York. So when you want to give your trust to somebody, look at someone who is like you, someone who you could trust, someone who is trustworthy, someone who hasn't lied to you or lied on a campaign trail, stumping for votes. I don't stump or stamp on people, care about people. I know what needs to get done in our country. We have a social problem. We have a medical problem. We have an economic problem. We have a religious problem. We have a law enforcement problem. We have a salary, income problem. And we have a safety problem. In addition to that, we are educating our children uninformatively. In other words, go back to the time when you saw jaywalking, when people were asked questions. Watch Jeopardy. Can you answer those questions? What must you be to answer those questions? Literate? A good reader? You need to be someone to hold on to knowledge. We let knowledge go because we don't need the knowledge that we've gotten. So let's have the knowledge that we need, money handling. Repairs around the home. What is a good contractor? What is good legislation? Do you have any input in the legislation coming out of Congress? No, you don't. Who oversees Congress? Nobody. Except the president, who gets to sign the bills or veto the bill. And what bills do you want to see? Bills that pertain to you. And I agree. And until you have someone from the people in the White House in decision, prompting Congress and the Supreme Court to do better, and actually going to Congress and going to the Supreme Court. Oh, but you see, we have three branches of, and they are all separate and immune. Can Congress impeach the president? Yes. Can a president impeach a congressman? No. Why is that? Can the Supreme Court rule against the president? Yes. Can the president rule against the Supreme Court? No. So when you have bad actors, bad representatives in the Supreme Court, on the Supreme Court, and or in Congress, what can the president do? It's the people that need to do. So if the people put in together 120 million write-in ballots, of course 90 million is good, 100 is good. The point is, it's got to be majority. Not a slight margin of victory. It's got to be a majority. Donald Trump does not deserve the White House. Hillary Clinton does not deserve the White House. And I'll be frank. I, as an ordinary individual, I don't deserve the White House. But because of what I represent, because of what needs to get done, because of what I am going to do, because of how I'm going to do it, I deserve the White House. I do things around the house. Like an architect, when I'm trying to clean the house, I move one thing out of the way and then I brace it with something so as to put something on top of it, and I make room and I do what I have to do and then I restack or whatever. You should see my closet. It is jam-packed with things. It's almost a game closet. And it's other closets. It functions as a closet, too, in other regards. But if you want to guess something, maybe you have to pull one box out so another box drops down below the frame of the shelf above it, and then you can pull it out. Behind the frame of the shelf, maybe you have to gradually put boxes and then from underneath the box, lift them up and then slide a box underneath it to rest on the bottom of the shelf. Hello. Near the 30% sale on plastic models. You will not see these plastic models at this 30% price. You'll find plastic models in many stores, Michaels, A.C. Moore, Hobby Lobby. In some stores, in Target, in Walmart, on Amazon, but you won't always find something that a store owner purchased from a distributor who doesn't have any more. And when that price is 30% off, when markup is usually 50, 60%, you are getting close to wholesale that you possibly can get. Typically, wholesale is 40% of 100, and it's marked up 30, 40%. So what a business person paid $40 for, that business person is free to mark it up from $65 or higher. So imagine a $70 cost. You cannot buy direct from the distributor at $40, but you have to shell out $70. But if you get 30% off, you are paying $49. For a $40 item that you did not have to pay $70 for. That is the methodology of doing business. Now, everybody can't do business like that. So you need to have compulsory, complementary items that you can entice or introduce to others who would have interest in those, and then you could work out a trade, an equal trade. You grew food that cost you $40. You want to buy something that another country bought for $40. Paid $40 to grow the food. They paid $40 to buy the item. They want to sell it at $70. You want to sell your food at $60. I'm not getting equal value. That's where equal value is important. Can a president get equal value? The president can oversee the Congress. The president can invite congressional members in and say, look, but with the public, electing a president with 120 million write-in ballots, not a politician to be on their toes, because one of their party members didn't make the big White House. And they want the White House. What if we show that independents or other Americans are better qualified for the White House? We will have a division of labor in Congress. We will have less money going for something and less lobbying because the president's going to veto the crappy bills and both parties want to get their bills across. And the president wants bills that positively affect the American people, and then bills that affect immigrants and bills that affect the world, all at a better grade, all at more benefit, at fair, true value benefit. So you don't see me campaigning because campaigning is a personal thing. Nobody's going to tell you who to vote for. You get waylaid And this led because you only see two people on TV. Two people. Now, sometimes you are right, sometimes you are wrong. You have two people. One could be wrong for the White House. The other one could be wrong for the White House. How are you going to pick correctly without a third person seen on TV? And I don't look spectacular. I don't dress spectacular. I dress worse than you in many regards because you make more money than me in many instances. So how will I know how to make your life better? Well, if I'm living a life less than yours, I have a greater respect for a life better than mine and a life that's not only better than mine, but a life that comes to also better your life. The things that I've been denied, all the things I've been denied, some of those have been denied to you. So the life that I want are the benefits I couldn't get, the fairness I couldn't get, the justice I couldn't get. And since I have gotten so much unfairness, injustice, and the like, once I eliminate that unfairness and injustice, some of your unfairness and injustice goes away because I took care of it. Now, that's something you want in the White House. The taking care of business that needs to be taken care of. And there's a whole lot more than just immigration and appealing to various sectors of our economy relation. Hillary wants the Hispanic vote, the African-American vote. I want American votes. You see, I don't put you in a pigeonhole. I don't address you by color. I address you as a person. Whether you're big, tall, whether you're overweight or not as tall, whether you're rich or not rich, whether you're handsome or not, very good looking. All these don't make a difference. You are a person, you're an American. And if you're just a person wanting to be an American, you have to be treated pretty fairly well. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a good Labor Day weekend. I'm not working. I don't go to work on Monday. I've been out of work 30 plus years. I don't like it. I paid a terrible price for being honest, trustworthy, loyal. Well, if I paid such a price, and I'm not asking you to pay any price, could you not put me in the White House? Could you not select me as your president? Not that I deserve it. What I can do, what I want to do, what needs to get done, what has to get done, what I will do, that's why I deserve it. Well, it's up to you to decide if I deserve it or not. Do you deserve what I can do for you? Please get me on TV. And don't be taken aback when you see how I can't dress as good as the other candidates. I may not even speak as well as the other candidates. See, I didn't go to big professional schools, but I did get an education. And I want to share that with you. Be well. See to it. I'm Kirk Clinton. I'm C2. I'm vying for the presidency. And how? With a write-in ballot. How much? How many? As many as 120 million write-in ballots. So we're all in. Not half of us for Hillary, half of us. We are all in for Kirk Clinton. A better Clinton. A better Trump. Good day.